U.S. doctors and nurses are desperately needed to fight the outbreak in West Africa and are finally starting to volunteer in larger numbers. But getting them deployed is complicated and slow. NPR's Nurit Eisenman reports.
As soon as the Ebola outbreak started to spiral out of control in West Africa, Kwan Kyu Lai felt obligated to help.
I'm a physician. I specialize in infectious diseases.
For the last decade, she's dedicated herself to volunteering for international health emergencies. She works part-time at one of Harvard's teaching hospitals just to have that flexibility. But when Ebola hit, the group she normally goes out with pulled the one doctor they already had in Liberia and shut down further operations. Dr. Lai didn't give up. She figured she'd just find another organization to work with.
I just say to myself, I can't be sitting here at home. I really need to be there.
She wrote the World Health Organization. She says she got one email requesting information she'd already given them, then never heard back. She also tried USAID, the agency that's leading the U.S. government's response in West Africa. They've set up an internet portal for medical workers who want to volunteer. Juanita Rilling of USAID explains how it works. Medical professionals log in.
And they put, you know, all of their information about their experience and their contact information in the portal, and then every day we share the contents of the portal with about 150 non-governmental organizations that are either working in West Africa or supporting health sector work in West Africa.
So far, about 2,700 would-be volunteers have signed up. But Dr. Lai found that aid groups have been slow to sift through the list. She put in her application in early September, but she's only now hearing back from many groups, including a number she'd already contacted directly in the meantime.
Do you think that there may be a lot of people out there who are interested in going to Liberia and doing this work, but who are still where you were?
Floundering? I would think so.
At least she's no longer floundering. Nearly 3 months after she started her search, the aid group International Medical Corps, or IMC, signed her on to help run an Ebola treatment unit in a rural county of Liberia. But here, Dr. Lai ran into another issue. Whereas she was ready to leave in as soon as 2 weeks, IMC told her it would be more like a month and a half. Robbie Torbay, head of the group's international operations, explains that while IMC ultimately plans to operate 4 Ebola treatment units, it would be dangerous to ramp up too fast.
We start small just to make sure that, you know, patients are coming and that we have all the protocols in place and we have, the staff are comfortable. Then we increase the bed capacity, not starting all 4 at the same time, because that will be overwhelming for any agency.
Many would-be volunteers who have full-time jobs at hospitals are facing yet another obstacle, resistance from their employers. This includes several dozen medical workers who've told their bosses at Mass General Hospital and an affiliated hospital in Boston that they want to go. Mass General regards that kind of service as a core part of its mission. They usually give incentives for people to volunteer, time off and some pay, but that's not on offer this time. The hospital isn't encouraging its employees to go. Miriam Ashkenazi is the hospital's deputy director of global disaster response.
It is a pressing need. There's no doubt. But institutionally, there's a hesitation because there are a lot of considerations.
Like the amount of time staffers would need to take off. For most disasters, 2 weeks is sufficient. But to work on Ebola, staffers need 2 weeks just to get trained, then 4 weeks to work in an Ebola treatment unit, then 3 weeks off work to monitor their symptoms, just in case. Just as importantly, Ashkenazi says, hospital officials worry there's no infrastructure to take care of their staff if they get sick, with anything, not just Ebola, and no easy way to get them to another country.
The institution is primarily responsible for the liability of their staff. I mean, it looks very bad if your staff goes off somewhere and something really bad happens to them.
And yet, she says, she still hopes medical workers will step up. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.